Oscar, the sun is a big ball of gas, and it's 99% of our solar system's mass. It's an average star in our Milky Way, warming the Earth every day. What powers our sun and makes it so bright?
Come on and tell me what makes all that light. Hans Bethe long ago reached the conclusion.
It changes hydrogen to helium by nuclear fusion. When fusion takes place, light is created
and it makes its way up,
although rather belated,
through the photosphere. That's the part that we see. The light comes out
and shines on you and me.
About a million Earths could fit in the sun,
but if you were there, you wouldn't have much fun. It's 6,000 degrees at the photosphere,
and much hotter inside the solar atmosphere.
There are a few places where it's not so hot,
like at the center of a big sunspot.
But heat is melting, but still pretty warm.
Sitting on a sunspot would do you great harm.
Discovered sunspots.
One of those things that's funny does. They're cooler parts, scientists feel,
caused by a stronger magnetic field. The spots move around the face of the sun, proving to all solar rotation.
A strange kind of movement to do a full roll.
25 days in the middle, 36 at the pole.
What about flares? I've heard of them here.
Degrees
and reaches way into space.
It's very thin, but read my lips.
That's the part that you'll see in a solar eclipse. That's the end of our song about Mr. Sun. We hope that you find that lighting is fun, but never look at the sun.